Hello and welcome to day 10 of our preparation for total consecration according to the spirit of St. Maximilian Kolbe. Let's begin. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Day 10, near occasions of sin. Since you love God, you must value the priceless gift of sanctifying grace which He bestows upon you. And it must fill you with fear to think that you carry this treasure in a fragile, earthen vessel, always in danger of being broken and lost. Knowing how fragile you are, your mind must be made up to not expose yourself to unnecessary dangers of losing grace. Every situation in which you are at a high risk of losing grace is called a near occasion of sin. In life, there are many of these dangerous occasions, and some are unavoidable. We would have to leave this world to be free from all of them. The dangers you cannot avoid are called necessary occasions of sin, and those who belong to Our Lady must be confident that this powerful Mother, victorious over sin, will give them the graces to pass through them unscathed. But there are others that you can and you must avoid. A near occasion of sin is called unnecessary if you do not have to be in it, but instead you presumptuously choose to put yourself in it anyways. A near occasion of sin could be a person who entices you, a place where there are opportunities to sin, or a thing, an object that you can abuse. Just as you have to avoid sin itself, you have to avoid the unnecessary situations that lead to sin. The learned saints and doctors of the church all tell us the devil laughs at those who make good resolutions but do not remove themselves from near occasions of sin. The tempter says to them, "Keep doing the things that lead to sin. Keep putting yourself in danger, and this time you will not fall into sin. This time it will be different." Do not believe him. It will not be different. As long as you take the path that leads to sin, you will end up in sin. The enemy uses the greatest cunning and care to convince you not to avoid evil occasions, because he knows how these unnecessary occasions stir up your passions and sinful desires within you and make you forget all the good resolutions you had previously made. These occasions are like a veil placed before your eyes, blinding you to the truth God wishes you to remember, and letting you see only the sin right in front of you, with all the apparent good and pleasure in it, and none of the real evil. In a word, they make you forget all good, and they almost force you into sin. Do you now see why the devil wants you to keep putting yourself in these near occasions? Whoever loves danger will perish by it. Our Lady is always willing to powerfully assist you in every danger, but she cannot help you if you do not want her help and if you voluntarily expose yourself to the occasion of sin. Remove yourself from all unnecessary near occasions of sin, whether persons, places, or things. Value the grace that Our Lady has given you and do not take the risk of losing it. Ask her to not allow you to stray into danger, but to keep you safe under her mantle, where no evil can harm you. Let us now turn to page 79 for our daily prayers. If you can, please kneel down. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The active adoration of the Most Holy Trinity. I adore you, our Heavenly Father, because you have deigned to place in the most pure womb of Mary your only begotten Son. I adore you, O Son of God, because you condescended to enter the womb of Mary and became truly her actual Son. I adore you, O Holy Spirit, because you deigned to form in her immaculate womb the body of the Son of God. I adore you, O Most Holy Trinity, O one God in the Holy Trinity, for having exalted the Immaculate in such a divine way. And I will never cease daily from the first moment I awake to adore you most humbly. O divine Trinity, with my face to the ground, repeating three times. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Salutation of the Blessed Virgin by St. Francis of Assisi. Hail, O Lady, Holy Queen, Holy Mother of God. You are the Virgin made Church, and the one chosen by the Most Holy Father in Heaven, whom He consecrated with His Most Holy, Beloved Son, and with the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, with whom there was and is all the fullness of grace and every good. Hail His palace. Hail His tabernacle. Hail His home. Hail His robe. Hail His servant. Hail His mother. And hail all you holy virtues, which through the grace and light of the Holy Spirit are poured into the hearts of the faithful, so that from their faithless state you may make them faithful to God. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you, and for all who do not have recourse to you, especially for the enemies of the Holy Church and those recommended to you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that concludes our preparation for day 10. Now we will continue with our reflections. In the last reflection, we talked about consecrating our entire day by giving the morning to the Virgin Mary. Today we're going to discuss consecrating our home, living in a holy environment. In today's readings, they were talking about removing any unnecessary near occasions of sin from our life. And the place where our life is really centralized is our home. If you have anything that is opposed to the kingdom of God in your home, you must remove it. So for example, things that are intrinsically disordered or worship false gods. So for example, Buddha statues, statues of Eastern gods, dream catchers, any pornographic materials, any dirty magazines, any movies that really promote Satan, a satanic lifestyle, an antichrist lifestyle, any satanic music, remove all of those things from your home. Why? First and foremost, we're preparing for total consecration to give our lives entirely to God within and through the Virgin Mary. My home now belongs to the Virgin Mary. So anything that she would not want in the house of her own child, because you are called to become another Christ, you must remove it from your home so that you have a good home. What is a good home? A good home is a home that helps you to be good. When somebody comes into your house, they should recognize that this is a house that belongs to Jesus Christ and to Mother Mary. So I strongly encourage you, in the main part of your home, put up a picture of Jesus and a picture of Mary. I also encourage you to have a sacred image in your bedroom wherever you do your morning prayers and your evening prayers. Because according to St. Teresa of Avila, when she's talking about mental prayer, and we're going to get into mental prayer, she says one of the very beneficial things to have by your side is a picture of Jesus and a picture of Mary. Because sometimes our imaginations are weak and it's hard to form an image of their faces in our presence. So to help spark our intellect so that we can really give our hearts fully over to God, having a good holy image in front of us is very beneficial. Now, if you look at my office, let's be honest, it's a little bit absurd. There are more images in this office than there are in an Eastern Orthodox church. I will show you a picture of my living room. The living room of my home is very simple, it's very clean, it's very sparse. We have a picture of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, a picture of Saint Gemma, and a picture of Saint Gabriel, the patrons of our family, and we were blessed to have been given their relics by a very devout and loving priest. Other than that, in my living room, there are no other images, there are no other pictures. So don't think when I say that your house should be a place of prayer, a place where God dwells. Doesn't have to be overly extravagant. It can be very simple. But again, like our previous video, how do I know what to get? How do I know what to buy? In all things, especially when you're bringing Jesus and Mary into the home, consultation with the Virgin Mary. I'm going to put links to my favorite places to buy religious art. I'm also going to put links to an image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary that you can download for free and have your own canvases printed or have them printed on some photo paper and you can put it in a frame yourself. You can get images that are copyright free, that they've expired their copyright. Sacred art from the Renaissance periods, have those printed out, have those put on canvases. I will also put a link to a video on how you can get sacred art for super cheap. God bless you, God love you, and we will see you tomorrow.